All kinds of theories about what Marcus Davenport was trying to communicate. What I say is that's a bizarre response. Now, at the very start, he did say forgotten about. So maybe he was offended by the question, but that's a totally legitimate question by Brad Galley, I think. And Marcus Davenport's been doing this for how long? So he doesn't get paid to talk. Whatever he says doesn't matter. He's going to get a chance to prove it on the field, which is the most important. But damn, man, that's not really breeding all types of confidence in the one biggest issue of this team that everybody agrees upon, the defensive line. So what'd you make of the comment? You heard from Kang, you heard from Kenny, you heard from me. Tons of callers wanted to talk about it. We'll take more calls, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. And I did ask the question, is there one guy on the Lions that you don't have a ton of confidence in?
It's hard not to say Marcus Davenport right now after that answer, you know?
Right?
I mean, listen, in the beginning, the question, if it was offensive to him or not, he then went on to continue to say he does want to be forgotten about. You know, because he doesn't want people talking about him. And he could have gave the most generic, easy answer. Hey, you know what? Hutch is a great player. I'm going to do my best to, you know, hold up my end on the other side. Hopefully we're going to make a great duo or something like that. And he instead said, don't look at me.
I don't even think it's about Hutch, though. Like, sure, he mentioned Hutch. What do you got to do? But, like, it's about his position. Like, Marcus Davenport's not a moron. He knows Hutchinson could win Defensive Player of the Year. He knows it's a big season for him as well. It's not about Hutch. It's about you. Yeah, he's got stuff to prove, too, but Davenport's got a ton to prove as well.
But it seems like he has no, like, he's telling everyone, don't have any expectations of me when you answer like that.
Right.
You know, and I don't think the expectations could be actually lower right now for him from the fans, at least. And Galley did bring up Hutchinson's name, though, and that's why I bring it up. Like, hey, the guy opposite Hutch, right? You are literally the guy opposite Hutch. You're going to be starting the year over there. So what can we expect from you? And he says, basically, don't expect anything. Don't look at me. I'm just trying to do my job. And unfortunately, your job isn't a desk job. So people are going to talk about you and your position.
Yeah, it's kind of high profile, yes. I would say. I mean, it's a fair question, though. We agree, correct?
Yeah, I thought it was a layup question for him to say something good.
So here's a couple of the ticket texts. We'll hit the phone lines as well. What'd you make of the Marcus Davenport comments? Davenport sounds like an absolutely deflated guy with zero confidence. The game has passed him by. He's done. All right, first of all, I agree about sounds like he's deflated. But by all accounts, he's kicking ass in training camp. Now, once they get pads on and it becomes real, then we'll see. But I'm not going to say the game's passed him by. I mean, Brad Holmes done a pretty good job, with the exception of the D-line, for the most part, with the exception of Hutchinson. I think that's probably going a little too far. Here's another one. That's okay, Marcus. We weren't counting on you anyway, from the fans. See, that's the kind of response you get. How about this one? Seems to me Davenport just wanted to make it known he was tired of the media. Don't think he was really answering the question. Why are you tired of the media? See, that's what I don't get. Okay, and yes, the media, us, probably gets a little sensitive when people rip on the media. That's fine. We're humans. But I'm sorry. We're not the ones that have been injured. We're not the ones that didn't play pretty much the entirety of last season. We're not the ones who, for the most part, has been a bust in a Detroit Lions uniform. So if you're pissed off at the media, cool. Go with the media. But I'll tell you this. You're better off having the media be your friend than your enemies. And listen, at the end of the day, you play well, it doesn't matter. People are going to write and say nice things. But that's funny to me. Pissed off at the media. It always gets me, man. We don't get paid millions of dollars. All we do is ask questions. Questions I think people want to know about. But people always blame the media. Oh, you can't ask him that. Why not? You make millions of dollars. I can ask you whatever you want as long as it's not out of the realm of professionalism. Like, I'm not talking about your kids. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm not talking about your life. I'm asking you about football. That's a bad question. And one more ticket text. Not going to lie, the Davenport Cup pissed me off. Dude's whole career has been so underwhelming. Not sure why teams keep signing him. Dude just wants a paycheck. Well, he's one of, like, a very few amount of people that can do what he does. So I get why teams sign him. Plus, it's really no risk. It's a one-year deal. Cliff, you're on the ticket. What's up, Cliff? How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I listened to the soundbite, and it was a more complete statement. It wasn't just, don't look at me. So I think that's not quite fair. The other thing is, the question was kind of, he should have just asked direct, hey, how's your health? That would have made more sense to me.
Yeah, but Cliff, it's not about health. It's about, can you be that guy? That's the thing, Cliff. I get annoyed when people go after the legitimate questions. Like, what would you rather have? Hey, Marcus, you're great. Go Lions. You know what I mean? Like, I get annoyed. It's a legitimate question, and people want to know the answer. Now, I'm not saying what Marcus Davenport says means anything, because nothing means anything. It's about what you do on the field. At the end of the day, it's just words. But it's a total legitimate question. But go on.
Well, I mean, like I say, his performance is not the issue. Him as a player is not the issue. The issue is his health. Can he stay healthy? I don't think anybody is saying that he can't play. So, but anyway, like I say, give him a break. Words are empty anyway. Actions speak louder than words.
100%.
So let's see what's what.
Now, Cliff, the beautiful thing about life and sports and both, I guess, it's all about what you do, not what you say, right? So even if some people are legitimately upset at Marcus Davenport for saying what he said or saying how he said it, I mean, dude, if he goes out in the first game against Green Bay and sacks Jordan Love twice, nobody gives a damn about this. You're going to be celebrating the guy, you should. So
that's right.
I appreciate
that's
it, Cliff.
Right. And I can understand. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I can understand the sensitivity. I mean, the D-line is a question mark for us. There's no question about that. So in that context, yes. And we didn't make a move to get somebody else. So he is in the spotlight. No
he's the guy. And I appreciate the call, Cliff. And listen, Davenport's not a dope. He understands he's the guy. He understands that not a whole lot of competition currently at that spot. So he better be the guy. I got one more quick ticket text. And it says the following. Dude, Davenport, easiest question ever. Simple two-word response. Hell yes. Done. So easy that you failed that question. It's actually a very good point. Like, it's funny that people are upset about the question. Total, legitimate, really good question, I think. But it's really easy to answer it properly and have nobody talk about it. Like, if Galley asked that question and Davenport just says to this ticket texter's point, hell yes, we're not talking about this. We talk about something else for the last hour. It's how we answered it. Hey, don't look at me. I'm not that guy. Total opposite from hell yes. Like, Kang, let me ask you this. Kang.
Yes, sir.
Producer of the Midday Show does a hell of a job with Doug and Gator. Are you ready to have a great show?
Sorry, that was stat of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Worthy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you a raise. Are you ready to have a great show?
I'm ready, baby. Let's go. Let's attack this show with what's Harbaugh say?
Enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know why you got to quote Harbaugh.
Because you're a Michigan guy.
Fair enough. I mean, he might be a cheater, but that's okay. He won a national championship. All right. That's the way to answer it. That's pretty easy. Now, Kenny, if I may, same question to you, but answer it the Davenport way. Kenny, are you ready to have a great show?
I don't know why you keep asking me questions like these, man. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the guy for this big show that we're about to do.
Well, we got 10 minutes left, thankfully, then, I guess.
If you're looking for someone to screen calls, he's going to be like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me to screen calls, dude.
You're looking at somebody to answer the phone. Don't look at me.
Actually, you're the guy.
I don't know why you're looking at me for that kind of thing, Kang.
I have always wondered if Kenny can stay healthy. I mean, I heard he's got a hot dog roller in his living room. That does not sound like a healthy lifestyle. All right, 248-539-9797. We got one more segment. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball. Tigers and Pirates at 12:10. 97 won the ticket.